have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today, or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Thank you.
ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, we're here to empower you. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show, and thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We are going to be talking about this big market shift away from cow's milk. You'll be amazed what I found out. Also, we're going to be talking about maybe adrenal glands. I got some calls this week about adrenal glands, and we'll see if we have time to maybe investigate some sci-fi quantum stuff. Ooh, I know you guys went, woo. We'll see if we get time. And we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face. Hope you are too. In today's devotional, we're in Hebrews chapter 5. And this is verse 18. Get this, guys. It says that by two immutable, which means unchanging, by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of our soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enter into that within the veil. Oh, yeah, the inner holy of holies kind of thing. Close up with God. You know, that's what Jesus did for us. Intimacy with God the Father. So if you haven't been doing that, getting into the scripture and seek the Lord's face, I encourage you to do that because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker. Hawaii banned some toxic pesticides called chlorpyrifos, linked to neurological damage in kids. Yep, new legislation signed into law by the governor, David, Ike? Hawaii, he prohibits the use of these pesticides because they're toxic and lowers IQ in children. Apparently, U.S. Environmental Protection Agency banned this toxin from household use 18 years ago. So what's it doing being sprayed all over our food? Good question. According to nonprofit group Earth Justice, they say pesticides containing chlorpyrifos are routinely sprayed on conventional food crops, including your apples, corn, and wheat. So besides harming young children, these toxins also harm children in the womb, they say. So research is showing that when you're exposed to this toxic chemical, you can have loss of a working memory, attention deficit disorders, and delayed motor development. Moving along in the quacker, robots, more robots in the surgery operation rooms there. Prostate surgery, gallbladder procedures are being done by robots now,
Now, robots are becoming the mainstay in ORs. Now, in 2016, research at University of Oxford, Nullfield Department of Clinical Neurosciences, did a clinical trial to test this surgical system called PreciEyes. And PreciEyes is a robot designed to perform surgery on your retina, you know, the surface in the back of your eyeball. So they published the results of this study in the as a robot-assisted eye surgery trial, and it was published in the Journal of Nature Biomedical Engineering. So a surgeon uses a little bit of a joystick to control this mobile arm of the PreciEyes system. Doctors then attach various instruments to this arm, and because the system is robotic, it doesn't suffer from any tremors that can even be part of even the steadiest handed physician. So the robot assisted eye surgery did take about 3 times longer than a traditional one, but the next step, they say, for this system, any robotic surgical device, they say they're going to try to deliver gene therapy to the retina. So that's that hasn't been done yet, so they're working on that. And last but not least, in the Quack Report, here's an interesting study on the Mediterranean-style diet, which we've often mentioned here on the show. It's known to be among the healthiest diets to lower a lot of chronic diseases and to improve longevity. So associated with the reduced risk of cardiovascular disease, there's a condition that usually pairs with cardio diseases, and it's depression. This was published in the Journal of Nutrition and Intermediary Metabolism, and they are investigating the effects of the Mediterranean diet on mental health and the quality of life in people that have depression. So they had a treatment group, and they reduced their depression scores and increased their quality of life scores just by putting them on this diet. So they indicated that you can reduce depression. And there's a correlation, a link to your diet. If you consume more nuts, legumes, and greater diversity of fruits and vegetables, if you get them in organic form, you get more mineral content, and minerals get translated into neurotransmitters. And from there, you balance mental alertness, thoughts, mood. So there you go. Eat your way to better health. And that wraps the Quack Report. Oh, thank you, Frank. I know I'm going to be coming up to a break here shortly. Frank's going to keep me on my toes. But we're going to set this up. We're going to talk about this big shift away from cow's milk, you know, because Americans are slowly changing their diets. And the motivation varies by person, but more people are noticing that diet has a tremendous influence on health and longevity. They are also noticing that diet advice from doctors may not be good advice at all. So for decades, you know, patients were told by their doctors, you know, switch to margarine instead of that butter, reduce your cholesterol. But, you know, cheese and milk were still approved for consumption. And patients also heard that diet plus exercise, not enough to improve health problems, and you're going to need drugs. They're going to be necessary. So doctors usually don't tell patients, hey, it took years to develop your disease. It's going to take a while for lifestyle changes to improve their condition. So how did drinking cow's milk become part of the American culture? That's a good question, and we hope to answer that in the first part of the show. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-2000.
866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
We're back here on Herb Talk, and we're going to look at this milk issue, you know, cow's milk issue. You know the Asian culture, the Asian people, they kind of avoid milk. Why is that? We're going to find out. And food studies have actually become pretty popular, and people want to know where their food comes from, and even restaurants are now listing this information on their menus. So understanding the origins of food and ultimately our diet gets us a step closer to understanding how to reverse disease with lifestyle changes. All right, first a little history, you know, because it's believed that the first recorded use of consuming cow's milk started in northern Europe around 5000 BC. So cows became domesticated, and we see cheese products emerge. Now, some think that, you know, the earlier people were lactose intolerant, and they couldn't consume milk. But we may not really know for sure, but another theory is that milk was consumed to combat starvation. Now, archaeological evidence of butter making didn't appear until around 2500 BC as it was listed on a Sumerian tablet. Now, for America, the European immigrants in the 1700s brought over the cows and the culture of drinking milk. Here's a quote from Deborah Valnes. She's the author of Milk, A Local and Global History. She says that milk is a virtual queen of the supermarket. You know, grocery stores typically display milk in the rear of the store due to, you know, the American habit of drinking lots of milk and needing to shop for it from time to time, stop in and get some. And while you're getting your milk, shoppers, you know, you're going to pass by those items, increasing your likelihood of buying more than just milk, you know, bread and whatever. Now, here is a quote from Japiro Sierra. He's a Spanish priest. During 1772 food shortage, he said this, "Milk from the cows and vegetables from the garden have been our chief sustenance." So, yeah, so apparently they turned to cow's milk when there wasn't other foodstuffs available. But, you know, the heyday for milk may be over. So milk consumption for America, you know, was going like gangbusters in the 20th century. But in the 21st century, the data tells a different story. According to the Department of Agriculture and the USDA's Marketing Service report of 2017, milk sales are dropping. Their report shows that from 2016 to 2017, milk sales dropped 6.1%. Even the organic milk sales dropped 5.6%. So the report combines all types of milk, such as your whole milk, skim milk, low-fat, buttermilk, fat-free, etc. So the areas of the U.S. that had the highest drop in milk consumption were Upper Midwest, Arizona, California, and Florida. The national highest area of consumption is the Northeast. So why less milk? What's going on? So why are Americans not drinking as much milk as they used to? Well, this is what the USDA is trying to discover. According to the research, the average American drinks 18 gallons of milk per year. And this may seem like a lot of milk. However, when you compare it to their data from the 1970s, Americans were drinking 30 gallons of milk per year. And I remember in the 70s, you know, milk was pretty much served usually with each meal. Even late night snacks were typically, you know, dunking some cookies in a glass of milk. Now, milk became a staple item when refrigeration became available and more people, you know, could have milk and live inside cities instead of owning a cow on the farm. Now, in the 1950s, the U.S. declared milk a protective food source, supposedly enabling all that attain it to have its nutritional sources. So it surely was a boost to the agricultural sector, and the dairy sector became actually an economic giant. And they even lobbied politicians to conduct studies on the health benefits of milk. So by the 1950s, Americans were engaged and encouraged to drink a minimum 3 glasses of milk per day. I can remember that in elementary school, being told that by teachers. So there was a shift away from milk, drinking all this milk, beginning in the 1990s, which kind of spurred on that Got Milk ad campaign. Remember that? So the new studies questioned whether milk contributed to bone health at all, and if it had any effect on osteoporosis. So the health halo of milk started to dim. Uh-oh. And there are other ways to get calcium and vitamin D. So milk no longer really fit into a complete diet. Let me read you this quote by Marion Nestle, professor of nutrition, New York University, and she's also the author of Food Politics, says this: milk is the perfect food for calves. There is no question about that. But for humans, it may not be, and there are plenty of evidences to support it isn't necessary. End of quote. Well, there was this big area of concern. What also seemed to have contributed to this lack of interest in milk are the reports of cows being treated cruelly or treated with lots of drugs, you know, antibiotics and growth hormones. So the animal rights people also objected, as well as the vegetarians. So the treatment given to cows for milk production concerned young parents as well, thereby affecting the biggest segment of the milk consumption in children ages 2 to 8. So more mothers are buying actually alternative milk products like your soy, almond, and coconut milk. The alternative milk product actually has improved on the taste and texture of the product in the last decade, so more kids embrace these alternatives. They don't have a problem with them. It was also influenced, this shift away from cow's milk has also influenced infant formulas. So now you could get, soy milk alternatives. Thereby, not drinking milk really has become an American culture of choice. You know, the people are choosing different things. Now let's get to some manufacturing facts for a minute, because the industry of milk making is diverse, and we should really note some differences here. And, for instance, it takes 8 gallons of water per pound of almonds to produce almond milk, whereas it takes 90 gallons of water per pound to produce cow's milk. One cow consumes 40 gallons of water per day. So groundwater also can get contaminated with cow manure runoff. And alternative milk products now come in organic plant form, your almonds, your coconut, your cashew, rice, hemp, and even soy. So we have alternatives to choose to pick from that are non-animal products. But, you know, when you're talking about a drop in income, money, then guess what? The legalities kick in, right? So when there's a lot of money at stake, here come the lawyers, right? So the legalities of the milk industry are such that the word milk has become highly regulated, or soon to be. So the U.S. dairy states got involved, and they pressured the FDA to enforce rules on what products are labeled as milk. So your almond milk carton would need to be rebranded, and your packaging needs to be redone if the dairy industry is going to get their way. So before anyone starts to feel sorry for the dairy industry, keep in mind they made $14 billion in U.S. sales in 2013. So, however, the up-and-coming new consumers are really looking for products that are good for health, good for animals, and good for the planet. So when a standard glass of milk contains several pharmaceutical drugs, it becomes a marketing and a health problem. So they got to get around that somehow because they're going to be losing the future generations on this product. Well, let's look at some food allergies because we don't want to leave this out, that milk is really one of your major food sources that creates a lot of allergies. It's a food source that does that. And it's interesting to note that no other animals consume cow milk other than calves. Right? So sheep don't come on over and they start nursing on a cow. Horses don't do it either. So it's also good to note that 60% of adults can't tolerate cow's milk. And that's pretty much it. Most people, you know, have a digestive upset and that will definitely stop them from drinking the milk because it's, you know, got a lot of discomfort associated with that. But there are others that develop different symptoms they don't realize they're allergic to milk, such as they could have skin rashes like eczema, psoriasis, and other dermatitis issues. Dark circles under the eyes can be from a milk allergy, as well as frequent earaches, ear infections, throat infections, sinus infections, tonsillitis, and bronchitis. So experts are now saying that animals and humans are not supposed to digest milk as adults. It is generally going against nature. In other words, it is not normal to drink cow's milk. That's just what they're saying. Genetically speaking, about 40% of the world population can tolerate consuming milk as adults, and some research by the University College of London reports that milk consumption is causing gene mutation. Whoa. So here are some interesting findings on ethnic and regarding milk tolerance. I thought this was interesting. Native American Indians have zero tolerance to milk. Anybody know that? I didn't know that. Also, Asians, 5% tolerance, which explains why they avoid it. Africans, 25% tolerance. Caribbean people, 25% tolerance. Mediterranean people, 50% tolerance. And Northern Europeans, 90% tolerance. Well, it seems to be ingrained. Their genes have gotten used to that milk thing. That's where it all started. You know, 5,000 years ago. But you know, milk can lead to other problems in health. And we're going to get to two big ones. This is an epidemic of health issues, and it could be stemming from the milk product itself. So when we come back from the break, we're going to dive into that. Don't go anywhere. Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough. for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Here in Herb Talk, and I'm just talking with Frank here too long. Frank, we got to get to work, dude. All right, so we're talking about milk and what's going on with this milk market, and there is a lots of area concern with milk causing other diseases, and this is from health experts. We have about 9 million cows in the United States. Not all of them are classified as healthy. A lot of them have what is called bovine leukemia virus, Crohn's disease bacterium, believed to be causing a lot of IBS in humans. They get that growth hormone injection for promotion of more milk, the RGBH growth hormone. And I think also promotes a lot of human prion disease, this stuff. So you want to check maybe Dr. Robert Cohort's book called Milk, the Deadly Poison. Seems that hormones they inject into the cows affect how humans metabolize milk products. And one glass of milk can actually flood the blood system with excessive estrogen, increasing the risk of things like breast cancer. Also, you can check out Susan Waddle Ellis, Foundation Director for NoBreastCancer.net, and see what she's talking about there. Heart disease is also on the list. Now, get this. In the 1800s, scientists discovered trace minerals that was called boron. Studies had proven boron was really essential for plants to be healthy. But then 100 years later, it was discovered boron plays a vital role in the metabolic mechanisms for healthy human bones. And what happens is if you don't have adequate amounts of boron, you experience an exodus of calcium, magnesium leaving the body through the urine. And as you lose boron, a rapid stage of demineralization takes place, which causes severe osteoporosis. And women who are premenopausal are at a higher risk of that osteoporosis, especially if they lose that boron. So scientists and physicians have known for years that animal milk products do not provide the required minerals of boron and magnesium for the calcium in milk to be properly metabolized and absorbed. So the cardiovascular system needs minerals too, so consuming a lot of cow's milk leads to a development of heart disease. Any cardiologist who's honest with you will say, stay off milk. Now, Sally Fallon, she's the founder of Western Price Foundation. She says this, pasteurization of milk destroys enzymes, minerals, vitamins, mineral content, denatures fragile milk protein, destroys vitamin B12, kills healthy bacteria, promotes pathogens, and is associated with allergies, increased tooth decay, colic in babies, growth problems in children, osteoporosis, arthritis, heart disease, and cancer, end of quote. Now, let's look at some calcium sources, whole food calcium sources that you could get every day. You don't have to take the dolomite, which is ground up rock or seashells or cow bones, calcium tablets. You could get straight up organic calcium with your boron and magnesium in the proper chemistry in green leafy vegetables, nuts and seeds, broccoli and cabbage, as well as in carrots and cauliflower. You know, get organic so it's not treated with a bunch of chemicals. Now, if you're looking at herbs that are high in natural calcium as well, look for oat straw, horsetail, lobelia inflata, and comfrey root. Now, if you're interested in it all being nice together in one little package, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a calcium formula. It's an organic plant liquid. And this plant liquid is like really nothing you've ever had before. It's naturally aged, and then they cold press it to protect potency. So you only take it every other day. with, so you get, when you get the right balance of calcium and the minerals that are found in your whole foods, you can preserve your bones or reverse your bone disease in about 4 months. So call the folks at Apothec Herbs to order their calcium formula, and their number's toll free at 866-229-3663. You'll get a lot done with this one thing because it's chemistry made for the human body. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. And pick up their free product catalog. Check that out. And or you go to the website, thepowerherbs.com, and you could just search for the calcium in their search list. All right. So during the break, I asked Frank, do you want to cover adrenal glands or do you want to cover quantum gate? And Frank voted for adrenal glands, so we're going to go there. Well, apparently there's more adrenal disease than ever before. So all of this adrenal disease is a problem. And so if some people get that awful report that they have adrenal cancer. So we're going to cover some of this because I've been getting some inquiries about adrenal health. So a lot of times, you know, you can get these flare ups around holidays that are stressful and when you're not eating like you should. America really is, got a problem with adrenal disease. It isn't just, you know, an isolated thing. You know, actually Rush Limbaugh, who has been entertaining us in his audience, he actually has raised money for diseases like this. The average citizen simply can't really wrap their brain around this magnitude of a disease explosion in the modern era. We may be living longer, but we're not living quality lives. We're propped up by a bunch of drugs. So we get this deception about healthcare, and it's just one of those things that people they have their opinion. They have, and that's fine. But you know, there's this quote by Dr. Elner. He's a psychologist, Michael Elner. He says, everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health. Lawyers destroy justice. Universities destroy knowledge. Governments destroy freedom. The major media destroys information, and religions destroy spirituality. So, I mean, we've got problems in a lot of these sectors, and we really need to do our due diligence to, protect ourselves. So really your adrenals are kind of like your survival gland. So what do they do? Well, the adrenal glands do things. A healthy adrenal gland actually secretes hormones for you to protect you from becoming overweight or obese. It also helps to cure you from diseases. It protects you from premature aging. And also it protects you from being a victim of crime because you get a lot of your adrenaline coming from those glands, so fight or flight response kind of thing. So you probably wonder, well, that's a lot that one little gland that sits on top of your kidneys can do. How does it do that? Well, the three hormones the adrenal glands secrete, which help you accomplish all of this and deal with it, especially with stresses of modern life, is epinephrine, cortisol, and dibidrofetetrazone. It's an adrenal steroid. People call it DHEA. And so this is what the adrenals are made to do or are designed to do. So you've got this hormone trio, if you will, that is supposed to be keeping everything in balance. So epinephrine is really your hormone that is your fight or flight hormone. So if you're threatened or you're anxious, your heart rate may pick up. Now you almost got in an accident. How many of you have been driving and then all of a sudden after it's over, your heart rate, you feel your heart pounding and you feel that really rush in your bloodstream of this epinephrine because your reflexes already responded and you got out of danger, see? So you're going to have higher tolerance to pain when that happens. Your pupils get wide. Your brain function shifts into high speed. So when you're in this epinephrine state, during this phase, it's really possible for you to see your attacker as if it were coming at you in slow motion. It's sort of like a surreal experience. So the adrenal gland actually can become exhausted if your hormone gets overused. So anybody want to give me some examples about people that can drain their adrenal glands and exhaust them? Well, typically people that are using steroids, people that are, adrenaline junkies, Frank, you're right. Speed freaks. People like to skydive, bungee jump, race cars, that kind of thing. So people who like scary movies or roller coaster rides, that kind of stuff. They're just addicted to this high they get. They're addicted to that adrenaline rush, but this could exhaust adrenal glands. So epinephrine should only be used by the body in real emergencies. So the human body doesn't have an ultimate supply of epinephrine. So I see it a lot. I see a lot of adrenal disease in the bodybuilder world, because they're limiting their fats, they're getting high proteins, and they may be using some drugs they shouldn't, and they can really mess up their adrenal glands. So now your cortisol hormone helps control your appetite, regulates your immune system's inflammation responses, and provides a lot of energy, increases your body when you need it. So some individuals are prescribed a lot of drugs to replace the cortisol hormone, and they can encounter some really nasty side effects. So pharmaceutical adrenal support is kind of tricky business, and the cortisol level can become either too high or too low, and it causes all kinds of problems. For example, osteoporosis or kidney damage or weight gain, edema, fluid retention, high blood sugar, yeast infections, low immune system, allergies, and even cancer when this isn't properly balanced. And modern medicine has really no preventative therapies that they could use to detect the beginning stages of your adrenal collapse. So it's really not until the patient receives a diagnosis of Cushing's disease or Addison's disease, which is really adrenal cancer, that any medical treatment through drugs or surgery would be recommended. So gotta be on your toes there of any slight changes that are happening to you. So the other hormone, the DHEA hormone, helps your body build protein and assists your immune system in fighting disease, also helps repair damage due to disease. So without your DHEA, your body really can't make male and female reproductive hormones, testosterone and estrogens, and also, it won't keep you from aging too quickly. So that's a problem. I see we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
All righty, we're back here on Herb Talk, and we're talking about adrenal gland health. You know, right before the break, we were talking about your hormone trio here that really helps the adrenal glands keep you well. Now, you know, women are more affected with adrenal gland dysfunction than men are. They experience even more difficult transitions in menopause and premenopause situations if they have it. So, well, you know, if you get a diagnosis that your adrenal glands are in trouble, so if, let's say they say you have adrenal crisis going on, it means you got an adrenal gland that pretty much has cancer. So the adrenal and the super glands, the super adrenal glands are these triangular shaped endocrine glands that sit right on top of your kidneys, and their job is to help you deal with stress. And how common is adrenal crisis? Well, it has not been a major problem until recently. So not all cases of adrenal malfunction are reported or diagnosed correctly. And the ones that are reported account for about 300 to 500 cases each year. So the average age that affects patients are those in middle age or the elderly. So adrenal problems are usually picked up by an MRI scan when a patient is preparing for another procedure or has been in an accident or is maybe thinking they got kidney stones because it's their lower back's bothering them. They go get a study. So children are really not immune to adrenal malfunction, and most often it's females that have the problem. So research has really not been able to pinpoint any risk factors that are claiming the adrenal glands and making them sick, and they really don't know how to prevent it. Well, what would be some of the symptoms that you've got adrenal problems? Most common symptoms are usually fatigue, lots of weakness, low immune system, osteoporosis, insomnia, weight gain, skin problems, hair loss, and depression. Now, sometimes also when you have adrenal malfunction, you'll have a craving for salt, anything salty. And a lot of times the pigment in your skin will change. It looks like you got a perpetual tan year-round. So this could be an indicator you have adrenal malfunction. So adrenal disease actually can mimic other health problems, so this is why it's often misdiagnosed. And many patients do get misdiagnosed as having things like depression, insomnia, lupus, arthritis, menopausal problems, instead of adrenal malfunction. So, you know, and it's always about asking your physician. If you're going to see your physician, ask them specific questions. I mean, if you're going to your doctor, let's say you're going to a kidney guy because you got lower back pain, you think you got kidney stones, and they can't figure out what it is even after the studies, you should ask them, well, could it be my adrenal glands? So you may be an atypical case, and you don't have the normal symptoms of adrenal malfunction, but you may be the starting of one. So modern medicine may not have solutions in their medical bag. They may not have drugs. But any malfunction, really, I'm a believer, can be addressed. You know, a lot of times, you know, you can reverse these weaknesses. And I've had people that have called about adrenal problems, and many times it's a combination of herbs, and we're getting more calls about adrenal malfunction, so we're looking into adding to the product line a formula that will support and feed the adrenal glands. So a lot of times when you strengthen organs with nutrition, they can heal themselves. So, but you want to get to it as soon as you can, because a lot of times when you're taking medications, a lot of medications, especially for adrenal function, it attempts to replace the adrenal gland function, the drug does. And when you take and replace a function of an organ with a drug, a lot of times that organ can atrophy and then stop working. So you want to be careful about that. You want to investigate all your choices. But for the most part, I like mullein herb. It helps soothe glands. It takes a lot of cellular stress off the glands and helps them. So mullein's great. I like also, if you got a lot of fatigue and weakness, I like to add Siberian ginseng because it really does give stamina to the system. And especially if you're going to be on a long convalescence of recovery, you're going to need some of that. So some of the things that you could do, if you need some immune boosting capabilities, you can use that. Make sure you're getting some natural calcium because your immune system needs natural calcium, not the synthetic isolated stuff that's sold in most vitamin shops. You need plant-based calcium because, as I've pointed out, the chemistry is perfect because God did it. Two parts calcium, one part boron, one part magnesium. Body can utilize all that calcium. Toot sweet. And you won't get bone spurs, and you won't have kidney stones, and you won't have strong arterial blockages when you use a plant-based calcium. So some people like to, you know, add some other herbs for balancing hormones. That may be helpful. It just depends on what's going on. But you do have natural whole food plant options at your disposal. And smart people are looking into them. They're actually utilizing a lot of the plant-based organic whole foods, you know, in the professional strength consistency so they can get that supercharge of nutrition going right to that organ and kind of like a little CPR for the adrenal glands, you know what I mean? So you got to get the right herbs for that job. And we're so depleted in minerals and vitamins because they're just the agricultural department on conventionally grown stuff is just destroying health. 50% less nutrition than 1950s in your plants alone, based on research. So a lot of these chemicals that they're using because they're just so lazy out there, they don't want to pull weeds, they don't want to, you know, get rid of weeds the old-fashioned way, they're just soaking the crops with these chemicals, these herbicides, and it's destroying the nutrition in them. And of course, you know, your soil's not benefiting either. It kind of lays in the soil. That stuff doesn't just go away. We're told it goes away. It's biodegradable, but not really. Not really. They've tested soil and it's still in there. So the problem is people need to start thinking common sense wise. You know, the Creator says herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. He's given you good, healthy foods, fruits and vegetables, right? And we're just not paying attention. We're using a lot of processed foods in our diet. We're not eating foods in the original packaging. So grab an apple, grab an orange, a banana, mangoes. Get those fruits and vegetables. This is your Mediterranean diet. Helping you stay away from the Western type of diseases. So I was talking to a guy today about that. He goes, what is that Mediterranean diet? And I said, well, it's an easy one to transition to. It's really more raw fruits and vegetables, less cooking of those. It does use fish, lots of salmon, you know, a lot of fish, sardines, mackerel, that kind of stuff. It's the fatty omega-3 balanced fish in their diet that helps them, you know, stay away from heart disease and cancer and diabetes and things. Olive oil, of course, is their oil of choice. They also, they do have starches and pastas, but they really limit meat portions. They do have red meats and pork as well as fish and chicken, but they do limit those meat portions, to about 4 ounces per serving. So they're getting more fresh fruits and vegetables in their diet. And we were designed to be on more of that type of diet. So if we can get back to it, if we can just, you know, just mindset, it all starts in your head. Got to get that mindset. You know, if you want to come off a gluten, a lot of people go, I can't give up wheat. Sure you can. There's all these wonderful substitute products out there. I've known people that have tried it for, you know, 3-4 months, and they've lost so much weight. It's like their body was just puffed up with gluten. They had a lot of yeast in there, and they dropped dress sizes, and they're just by not eating wheat products. And how easy is that? You don't have to take kind of, you know, sketchy, weird, really weird diet pills. You don't have to kill yourself at the gym if you don't want to. And you can still drop weight. So, I mean, it's managing your diet, your health through what you're eating. And a lot of us are allergic to our diet, so we got to make changes. So we got to notice these things and, you know, and be proactive. So once you get your mindset wrapped around, I can do this, I can change my DNA in 7 days when I eat healthier. 7 days. So if you can change DNA, you can change your whole longevity. You can change your risk factor to all these internal medicine disorders people are on drugs their whole life for. You see how much power you have? God's saying herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations, and herbs are really foods. They're medicinal. And then you've got your nutritional foods. So you've got all this power. All he's given you an arsenal. It's up to you to deploy it. So if you want to check out the powerherbs.com, they do have a section for men. They have a female section. If you don't have the internet, that's fine. We will send you a free product catalog from Apothecary Herbs, and you've got a table of contents so you can kind of flip to those sections. If you want to do cleansing to get toxins out, the cleanses are listed in the order that you should do them, and that's for your safety and success. So, of course, the folks at Apothecary Herbs are always there to answer questions, product support, but they are niched in cleansing and immune boosting. That's their forte, and also a lot of metabolic support type of formulas. So if you need help with cardio and sugar levels and things like that, they have formulas as well for that. All in the herb whole food. Nothing is taken away from the herbs. It's just out as the chemistry is in its place. So the powerherbs.com, if you want to check them out, or give them a call, get their catalog. It's educational. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. The powerherbs.com is the web address. And the other thing that we're looking at is a new formula that gets rid of kidney stones, you know, dissolves them. So we have some kidney bladder cleanses, and that's awesome. But if we're specifically targeting stones, we're thinking about adding that to the product lines because people are asking for it. All right, we're out of time. Always great. We'll be back later. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure disease. So seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.